The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Fred Brack, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Our State magazine. Today's reading of Our State is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974 and underwriting our podcast for 10 or 15 years. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. Time to crack open the cover in a brand new issue of Our State magazine, celebrating North Carolina. November, do you believe it? November 2021. The theme this month is Pie Towns. And there's a very close-up and very crisp and clean and delicious-looking piece of pie right here on the front cover. The point is right toward us. There's a fork stuck into the top of the point. There's a dollop of whipped cream, and it looks like a little cinnamon or nutmeg or something like that sprinkled on the top of the whipped cream. It looks absolutely delicious. So we'll be reading about that sort of thing shortly, but first, we're going to begin, as we always do, with the Welcome to the Our State section entitled From Elizabeth, by Elizabeth Hudson, Editor-in-Chief. She titles this month's essay, Going Back. My grandmother kept her stack of photo albums on a shelf beneath the coffee table, large leather three-ring binders that stored our family memories, a lifetime of pictures encased beneath crinkly yellowed sheets of cellophane. I was drawn to the early albums. The ones were B.E., before Elizabeth, the ones that held pictures of my dad as a baby in the 30s, outfitted in his delicate white dressing gown, the ones that showed my grandparents proudly leaning on the hood of their new Hudson Hornet, the ones that revealed first Christmases and good dogs long gone, faded vacations and unexpected snowfalls. I pored over the photos of people and places that I didn't have a clear recollection of, searching for traces of my own face in relatives I'd never met. I'd carry those albums to my grandmother, climb up in her chair, and beg her to tell me about the old days. And she would. How they kept eggs and buttermilk cold in the springhouse. How she learned to form smooth cursive letters on a chalkboard slate at school. How she and her brothers and sisters played in the shallow water on the Coleridge Dam on the banks of Deep River in southeastern Randolph County. She'd flip through those albums and point out the photo of the old home place in Ramsar, the two-story white farmhouse where my great-grandfather Walter Allen raised his 8 children, she the next youngest, and when she'd remind me that her middle name, Elizabeth, became my name, too, I'd tingle with delight, thrilled by the unity of kinship. On a perfect blue sky day a few weeks ago, I went down to the Deep River for a picnic by the water. I walked the rail trail converted from the Atlantic and Yadkin Railroad bed that lies between Franklinville and Ramsar, and realized that I couldn't have been more than a few miles from the gravesite of another of my great-grandfather's, Abraham Hudson, the town's postmaster 120 years ago. I followed an 80-year-old footbridge to a trail leading to Faith Rock, a steep bluestone outcrop rising 50 feet above the water, and I scrambled to the top for a view of the very same landscape my grandparents, my great-grandparents, surely knew as well. I stood for a long time in this spot, watching the water burbling around the rocks in the river, lapping against the cliff ferns and holly, skirting the old fish weirs that are remarkably still anchored, constructed by Saponi and Kiowee Indian tribes long ago and unmoved by weather or erosion or human intervention. Water, like time, moves in one direction, forward. But if we know where to look, we can glimpse its origin, its starting point. Here, in this place of deep roots, I felt a convergence of then and now, of ancestry and history, lifted by the bright open sky and grounded by the rock beneath my feet. This rock of ages, while I know it was just the murmur of water and the wind rustling the leaves in the trees, I could almost mistake the sounds for whispers, ancestral voices carrying through the air. I listened, grateful to feel so at home. Now, you regulars know this is the moment I push the button and you hear music, and I use it as a bed behind my description of the pictorial in the center of the magazine. For those of you who cannot see it or cannot see it well, I interpret the pictures. This is a little different because I went through the whole magazine, writing out information about how long the articles were, etc., and I said, wait a minute, where's the pictorial? I couldn't even recognize it. Didn't say pictorial on it, as it turns out, but it is identified as the photo essay in the front of the magazine, and it's a lot more words than it is pictures, and the pictures are probably going to be a little hard for me to describe, but we'll do the best we can. Remember the theme this month, Pie Towns? The photo essay is called The Sweetest Slices. In North Carolina, the big three Thanksgiving pies, pecan, apple, and sweet potato, have deep roots in farms from the mountains to the coastal plain. When bakeries across the state wrap these homegrown ingredients in a buttery crust, pie makes perfect. Written by Claire Cusick. Now, I see four whole pies on this double spread here, and I see four plates, and I see several dipping sauces, and a napkin or two here. And the caption says, pie, particularly pecan, or do you say pecan? I say pecan. Sweet potato and apple, like these desserts from Baked Pie Company Asheville, is every bit as important to a Thanksgiving in North Carolina spread as turkey and dressing. The pecan pie here, you know, the crust is just golden brown around the edge. It's gorgeous. Then we have all the pecans. You can't even see the surface of the pie. And then there's a little glaze in the pecans. It's a very, very nice picture. And then there's some other kind of pie. I'm going to guess it's sweet potato up there. A big slice has been taken out of it. And this has got to be apple because of the cross-hatching. You know how you lay those strips of dough across. I don't know what that's called, but I'm going to call it cross-hatching. And then there's another pie that is just, it's another pecan pie, and it's covered with whipped cream over here in the corner. So let's go over leaf and start seeing what they have to say. Friends, welcome to pie season. Oh, I know you can enjoy pie any time of year. Trust me, I do. You can make a pie any day of the week. We just came through another hot, humid North Carolina summer full of pie-perfect sand hills, peaches, mountain blueberries, and muscadine grapes. We can always explore the pie-adjacent categories of cobblers, crisps, and Surrey County sonkers. It's all good. But fall's when we truly celebrate pie. Thanksgiving is when we can freely contemplate eating several kinds of pie, when we are reminded that just about anything tastes better wrapped in a buttery crust. We thank our lucky stars to live in a state that produces pecans, sweet potatoes, and apples, the holy trinity of fall pie fillings, and have bakers and bakeries who transform these ingredients into dishes worthy of capping your Thanksgiving Day meal or starting your next day's breakfast. You can find pie anywhere. You can buy a serviceable pie, a pie that will get the job done at any grocery store. Feel free. But the difference, my friends, the drum I will bang until my dying day, is the crust. cannot have a transcendent pie, a pie to be thankful for, in a commercial crust, machine-stamped into a standard tinfoil. You cannot. This crust looks suspiciously uniform. It tastes like nothing, possibly cardboard. You will wonder why you are bothering to eat it. You might carve out the filling with your fork and leave it. Let us save you the trouble. We did the difficult work of finding many places across the state to buy your Thanksgiving pie, to find great pie. And remember, you are worthy of great pie in your area. Ask around. Often, the best pie turns up where you least expect it, at church gatherings, school bake sales, farmers markets, and coffee shops, anywhere that a baker might have room to roam and experiment. There's a photo here. It says Asheville's Baked Pie Company is famous for its pie flights. But sometimes only the whole dessert will do. Serve the bakery's sweet potato, honey pecan, and apple pies in muddy llama pottery made by Kathy Chet in Henderson County for extra mountain magic. You can see the pies are in these dishes. They don't look like ordinary pie dishes. They have flutes around the edge, so the pie crust sticks out in a little concave section over and over again as you go all the way around. The Baked Pie Company, Asheville. This Buncombe County bakery has pie flights, like beer flights or wine flights, but for pie. This is genius! This idea to serve three slices with a scoop of ice cream. Please, let us one day put on our license plates that North Carolina was first in pie flight. Why flights? Just one look at Baked Pie Company's many offerings confirms that a single slice won't be enough. Owner Kirsten Fuchs has created several variations on fall's big three, including cinnamon roll apple and chocolate bourbon pecan. She's even invented something called unicorn pie, rainbow cereal crust, pink-tinted vanilla custard, homemade whipped topping, and sprinkles. Frankly, it's about time that someone thought to bring the joy of sprinkles to the joy of pie. They're in Arden, North Carolina, bakedpiecompany.com. There's a double-page spread here of a very interesting picture, which I'll describe in just a moment. The text says, during the fall harvest season, the tailors use a tree shaker attached to the back of a tractor to free the pecans from their trees, unleashing a brief hailstorm of nuts and leaves. I could not imagine what I was looking at here. What I see is a tractor backed up against a tree, and there's a metal device sticking out the back of the tractor and clamped on the tree about, oh, I would say 4 feet above the ground. And below that, 2 feet below that, there's an arm that comes out from the tractor. And 2 feet above it, there's an arm that comes out from the tractor. And what we see is a tree. It looks like greenish-brown leaves, like, you know, maybe they're getting ready to turn brown and fall off. And in the air, all around the tree, up against a partly cloudy and blue sky, are hundreds of leaves flying every which way. Some are attached to branches, some are by themselves, and then there's all these little specks in the air, too. And that must be the pecans, as the tractor guns its engine, and something happens with this red thing in the back, and the whole tree shakes, and all, because there's a wind out that day, everything goes flying away. It really looks like a tornado hit the tree. Taylor Pecan Company in Bladenboro. With about 2,000 acres of orchards, North Carolina ranks among the top 10 states in pecan production, harvesting 3 to 5 million pounds annually, according to the North Carolina Pecan Growers Association. Georgia's tops, followed by New Mexico and Texas. Because the soil in North Carolina's coastal plain is good for growing pecans, most of our commercial pecan orchards, like Taylor Pecan Company, a family-owned farm in Bladen County, are east of I-95. Luckily, pecan pie can be found everywhere. To find out how to purchase the Taylor family's pecans, call 910-876-0577 or visit taylorpecanco.com. Overleaf, it says, Taylor Pecan Company, after the pecans are shaken loose from the trees, harvester equipment pulled behind a tractor sweeps up the scattered nuts and takes them away to dry. Since 2005, the Taylors have harvested and shelled pecans from their family farm to give customers a taste of Bladen County. So we've got an aerial view of the farms. I would have expected the trees to be a little more uniform, but it looks like maybe some of them died and were replanted, because we'll have a row of large trees and then all of a sudden a medium-sized tree and then two very small trees, and then it gets large again. So something happened. I don't know if there's a fire or blight or something to damage some of these, and you can see the tractor going down between the rows getting ready to shake the trees. And here's a pair of hands, and they have the pecans. Now, the pecan is about as big as the end of your thumb, let's say from your knuckle to the end of your thumb. And they are brown in color, kind of a mottled brown, and they have a few dark brown streaks in them, and they're very pointed on one end and more rounded on the other end. The southerly Carolina beech. Annalee Johnson, who co-owns the Southern Biscuit Company with Chef Craig Love, credits their staff and bakers with dreaming up ways to put the southerly stamp on classic pie recipes. For the shop's famous bourbon pecan pie, that means adding ground pecans to the crust and honey to the filling. They also tip bourbon into the boozy apple pie and make their pumpkin pie with brown butter. They're in Carolina Beach, thesouthernlync.com. And there's some pictures here of the pecan pie. This is interesting. It's served on about a one-inch thick slice of a tree. They took a saw and buzzed off a section of a tree about 1 inch thick and, I guess, turned it into kind of a cutting board. And the pie is sitting on top of that. And you can see the crust. I meant you can see the bark of the tree all the way around the edge of the cutting board. Very interesting. And now we have Farm to Cake Bakery in Waynesville. At Debbie Hall's Bakery in Haywood County, pie may be left out of the name but not off the menu. Hall's creative take on pecan pie, called the Sweet Tea, is a true North Carolina dessert made with local honey and bourbon. After a career in computer programming, Hall attended the baking program at AB Tech Community College in Asheville. She got her start making wedding cakes and was eventually inspired to open her own storefront in downtown Waynesville. In addition to serving customers at Farm to Cake, Hall sells her baked goods at Haywood's historic farmers market on Saturdays. There in Waynesville, farmtocakebakery.com. And we have what's left of a serving plate, or maybe it was the one that the pie was cooked in originally, the pecan pie, with some of the leftovers spilling over into the dish below it. And then we have two pieces served for two lucky guests, and a bowl of whipped cream on one side and a dollop of whipped cream on top of that sticky pecan. It's kind of like it's all held together by some goo. It looks delicious. It says, in addition to their honey bourbon sweet tea pie, the bakers at Farm to Cake add pecans to hand pies, cheesecakes, and more. And now we have the Pie Safe Baking Company in Forest City. North Carolina is among the top 10 apple-producing states in the country, with more than 300 growers cultivating 14,000 acres. Most of the up to 4 million bushels produced end up in applesauce and juice, with the rest marketed as fresh apples. Not far from Henderson County, the heart of apple country in North Carolina, Rutherford County's Pie Safe Baking Company turns fall fall's favorite fruit, into a classic all-American pie. In addition to Apple, Pie Safe opened since December 2018 in a century-old former bank building that inspired its name, offers pecan, chocolate chess, and much more. They're in Forest City, North Carolina, if you know where that is. I don't. PieSafeBakingCo.com. And they've got an apple pie in its pie cooking pan on a trivet over here. And there's a big chunk missing, and it appears to be on the plate in the front, and the fork is just loaded with apples. And they throw in a few whole apples just for the photographer and cut some in half and show you the inside of the apples. And on the left-hand side of the page, a close-up of apples after irrigation or a rainstorm. It says, the majority of apples grown in North Carolina come from the Henderson County. Many orchards there, like Skytop in Flat Rock, offer you a you-pick option, turning the crop into a sweet fall memory for generations of visitors. All the apples are just covered with little drops of water. How about Acadia Foods in Winston-Salem? Jessica McClure, owner and baker at Acadia Foods in the Washington Park neighborhood of Winston-Salem, credits her great-grandmother with inspiring her baking. She always made breakfast, lunch, and dinner, McClure says. She always had an apple pie, always had a pound cake, and always made fresh biscuits. So I loved that stuff from when I was a kid. Apple hand pies are on the menu every day at Acadia Foods, which also houses a deli, coffee shop, and a neighborhood market. Each fall around Thanksgiving, McClure stocks her bakery case with apple, sweet potato, and pecan pies, plus harvest pie, a combination of apples, pears, and cranberries with an oat nut topping. They are in Winston-Salem. They're on Facebook as Acadia Food. I guess it's Acadia Foods WS. It looks like food SWS at the end, but it's Foods WS. Acadia Foods WS. Close up here. Even if you go to Acadia Foods for groceries from its market or lunch from its deli, you'll be hard-pressed to leave without a slice or two of pie. Can't get enough of Jessica McClure's apple pie? Try her apple hand pies also. This is an apple pie that has, all this crinkly stuff all over the top of it. Looks wonderful. Sweet potato, Scott Farms in Lucama. Only four crops in the North Carolina Department of Agriculture's produce availability chart stretch across all 12 months of the year. Collards, peanuts, herbs, and sweet potatoes. Or sweet potatoes, as the North Carolina Sweet Potato Commission prefers to call them. Now you say, what? You said the same thing twice. The difference is sweet potatoes or sweet potatoes. So the commission is called NC Sweet Potato Commission, and they bicapitalize. They capitalize both the S and the P. That's how they get away with that. The soil and climate of our coastal plain have made us the indisputable champion of the not yam. According to the commission, our state has ranked number one in sweet potato production for 50 years, cultivating more than half of the nation's supply. In November, we celebrate the tubers that sustain us year-round, mainly from family-run operations like Scott Farms in Wilson County with sweet potato pie. Learn more about Scott Farms at scottfarms.com. And here's perhaps one of the Scotts, and yes, it says, as Vice President of Scott Farms, Linwood Scott III oversees the day-to-day operations of the sixth-generation family farm, including the harvesting of more than 4,500 acres of sweet potatoes each fall. He's standing in the middle of a very big field that goes on for acre and acre. He's got a brown cap on his head. He's got jeans and a short-sleeve I'm almost a heather blue shirt on. I actually like the shirt very much, but that's quite irrelevant. And he looks good against the blue sky behind him, and he's got a smile on his face, and he's looking off camera. He's proud of where he's standing. And there's some close-ups here of the sweet potatoes in cardboard boxes ready to go to market. And then there's some that are shown here as they come out of the ground. Need a little bit of cleanup, I would say, before they get in those boxes. Sweet potato again, Cake Town Bakery in Knightdale. Sweet potato pie has a small outpost within Cake Town. Tracy Albert, Cake Town's head baker and owner, opened the Wake County Bakery with her husband Jason in February 2021. Tracy began baking cookies in college, which led to cookie baskets for friends, then cakes and cupcakes while working in early childhood education. Her true passion is cake decorating, but her sweet potato pie, featuring a graham cracker crust and pecan pie, have become customer favorites. Here in Knightdale and North Smithfield Road, CakeTownNC.com. There's that picture again of the pie with the fork stuck right in the front of us. I've seen that before because it was on the front cover. Very nice picture. And here's the staff over here. Baker Tracy Albert is often joined at Cake Town by her husband, Jason, and her dad, Larry Wilder. The two men have become enthusiastic makers of lattes and other coffee drinks for the bakery's customers. They are all smiling big time in front of a wall that says cake. Again, sweet potato, Chugs Eats Pembroke. Chef Lori Dial, a member of the Lumbee tribe, makes sweet potato tarts, also called tater tarts, at Chugs Eats, her bakery in Pembroke. It's important to Dial to offer a traditional Lumbee dish like sweet potato tarts because she's committed to preserving her tribe's food traditions. A sweet potato tart, she explains, is basically a hand pie with a very thin wrapping between a biscuit and a crust, with a light seasoning of cinnamon and a heavy dose of vanilla. Though she trained at Le Cordon Bleu, Dial says that the best sweet potato tarts are still the ones that her mom makes. Mine pale in comparison to hers, she says. I've actually had her come in, and probably will Thanksgiving, to make some and help out because it is labor-intensive. They're on South Main Street in Pembroke, and they're on Facebook as Shugs Eats. And lastly, the Carolina Pie Company. Steve Lindbergh, who owns Carolina Pie Company with his wife Barb, agreed that it is just something about pie. Everyone comes in with a smile. Everyone leaves with a smile, he says. Even with 40 varieties of pie on the menu, including four different kinds of apple pie, pumpkin is the most popular flavor of this Iredell County bakery. In addition to the traditional version, the Lindberghs and their daughter Melanie Barker make a pumpkin cream pie, featuring a ginger snap crust and brown sugar whipped cream topping. What is the address? That sounds fantastic. 136 Stutz Road in Mooresville is the address, and they are at CarolinaPie.com. We don't have time to read about Cutie Pies in Raleigh or Bean Traders in Durham or Maxi Bees in Greensboro. Maybe next time. That's all the time we have for today's episode of Our State Magazine. Hope you enjoyed it and that you'll be sure to listen next time. I'm Fred Brack, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's reading of Our State Magazine was underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Our State Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org, and on iTunes. If you have any comments or questions, please call the studios 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.